that you're here. Amen. I hope you believe that this evening. Let us go to prayer before we read his word. You can probably turn this down just a bump if you would. Heavenly Father, we truly are thankful to be in your house this evening, Father, once again to honor thy word. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be here amongst us, Father, in your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint your word, Father, to the hearers. Anoint our ears, Father, and our hearts and our minds for understanding, Father. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would speak what you would have to speak this evening, Father, and be able to convey what you would have to say is our heart's desire now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Just before you're seated in 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You can be seated. I say months ago, I told you that I had a goal and I knew where I was going, but I think we finally have gotten there on this service. I believe with all my heart that this is where the bride of Christ should be in this end time. And if we're not, then we're behind. So the title of tonight's sermon is Walking in the Spoken Word. Amen. And in 1 John, if you notice there, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, how do you do that? You can only walk in the light if he is in you. Amen. We have fellowship one with another. That means you and I, but that means you and him. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unbelief. There's only one sin. It's unbelief. Brother Branham says, do you know what? How did God make the earth? This earth that we're sitting in this morning. People don't want to believe in faith. How did God make the earth? He spoke it. Amen. Amen. You see it? He spake, and his word came into existence. And this world this morning is the spoken word of God. And he believed his own word. That should strike every believer all the way down to your soul. God himself spoke, and he believed his own word. Mm-hmm. Now, what would have happened if he would have spoken and not believed his own word? Nothing would have happened. Amen. Same way with you and I. Here it is. Watch it. And if God, and you're an offspring of him, and God is in you, he will believe his own word. Though it can't be seen, though it can't be felt, and though it can't be tasted or anything, you'll believe it. Amen. See what I mean? For God in you will believe his own word. Yeah. So how do you walk in the light? He has to be in you. Amen? Is that right? Congregation says. Then we don't look at things you see. You look at the things that God said. Man doesn't have very much victory when he goes down. I know this exactly. God performs miracles through the skilled surgeon, through medical drugs. God does it. Man doesn't do it. God does. In Psalms 103:3 said, I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. No healing can come only through God. And that's from Believing God in 52. You must speak it. The bride and the spirit say come. You must speak it. In order for God who is in you to agree with his own word. So when you're quickened to a promise of God, if it's for financial, spiritual, or healing, if you don't say it when you're quickened, there's no way for God to agree and manifest his word unless you've said it. When the Spirit and the bride say come, we're out of here. When is that going to happen? I don't know. But I'll guarantee you one of these days, I'm going to say it. And I hope you do too. There you are, faith in his word. See, you couldn't save no one. And preaching the gospel of salvation doesn't make you a divine savior, no more than preaching divine healing makes you a divine healer. But it is the faith in God's spoken word. And I know this, that some of us has more faith than others, and those who have abundance of faith are supposed to pray for those. But if you don't live the right kind of life, you better leave away from it. The devil will laugh at your prayer. But when you live right and do right and act right and have faith in God, Satan will tremble when you speak. Because God swore under obligation he would take care of that prayer. That's true. Now listen, Abraham, now an old man, an old man now, well stricken in age, 100 years old. God had done give him his son about 16 or 18 years later, or maybe 118, 20 years old. He said, now take him up and destroy him. And Abraham staggered not at that promise. Listen at this. He was like God. He had a part of God in him, for he believed. Listen, the 18th verse. And who against hope believed in hope? He was against it. Wasn't even any hope for him, yet he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Why? Because God spoke it. He came to him and told him. He came to us in this hour and he told us. He gave us, our age has the most defined instructions in all of the world. Easy. All you have to do is look it up. All you have to do is read it. And according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now listen, the 19th verse. Put on the jacket, hold up this cup, watch. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Now, if your father Abraham, who you're a child of, through Christ, considered not his own body when he was dead, what about yours, which is alive this morning? See what I mean? And that was before Christ came. That was before any atonement was made. That was before the great cloud of witnesses had gone on. Before the Holy Spirit came, and Abraham believed God. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Don't consider your sickness. Consider what God said about it. And that's from Believing God in 52. Brother Branham goes on to say, now here it is. I want you to get it. How much more foundation could you place your faith on any level than the Word of God? What more could you put your faith in? When he said, heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Then it is a fact that God's word is eternal. And the very word that we're sitting on top of tonight is nothing more than the word of God manifested. He spoke the word and said, let there be. And the world came into existence. All things that you see was made by faith in the spoken word of God. God said, let there be, and he believed his own word. Well, after redemption and the taste of God in our souls and heart, how much more ought we to base our faith on what God gave us the promise for and sent Jesus to die to redeem us to that promise? Then I look at Simeon. The Holy Spirit revealed to him that he wasn't going to die until he seen the Lord's Christ. He had a basis for it. He wasn't afraid to testify. He knowed it was going to happen. Notice, any time that God is taken at his word on those basis is going to bring the results that God said it would bring. It's not my word. It's not Brother Brian's word. It's not Brother Vail's word. It's not Brother Branham's word. It's his word. Speak a world and go live on it. I will, when my work here is done. He promised, I believe it. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Jesus said that a sower sowed, and if you'll just take him in your heart and don't dig it up every day to see how it's getting along, just sink it in your heart and settle it. That's all. Walk right on. God will take care of the rest of it. He's obligated to his word. Do you know that everything that you see tonight is God's word materialized? Amen. Do you know your body is God's word materialized? Do you know them beans there is God's word materialized? Do you know that concrete is God's spoken word materialized? You know the whole earth is God spoke and said, let there be. And he believed his own word and the earth came into existence. If it didn't, where did it come from? Well, you say it came off the sun. Well, who spoke the sun into existence? See, everything is God's word. The worlds were framed by the word of God. The Bible said God just spoke it, and he believed his own word, and that was it. Now God has spoken his word to us. Just believe him and watch what happens. Now, when he speaks something, this is his word initially first. And any other word that's contrary to this is not God's word, and it has to come from this Bible. And that's from At Thy Word in 53. Do you realize it was one word that Eve doubted that caused all the trouble? One spoken word of God, Eve doubted to be the truth. And it caused every sickness, every disease, every suffering baby. Caused every hospital to be built. Every operation was ever performed. Every death that ever died. For one person to believe one, disbelieve one word. There you are. What did it? Eve tried to hybrid it, mix it with something. You've got to take it the way God spoke it. It won't mix with nothing. No, sir. Jesus one time said, if you have the faith like a mustard seed, I'm told that a mustard seed won't hybrid. You can't mix it with nothing. You can't mix other grains, but you can't mix mustard seed, see, because it won't hybrid. And if you've got that kind of faith, then there's nothing can stand in your way. And that's from the spoken word as the original seed in 62. And I think the next two or three quotes are from the spoken word as original seed. Do you believe your confession tonight? Has God revealed to you your healing? Has God revealed to you your deliverance? Do you believe your confession? Faith can't be mixed with our own human reasoning. Eve reasoned. Well, the doctor says that, 10% chance. Nonsense. It's total nonsense. Amen. We are so much higher than anything in this world. And you say, well, you haven't been very sick in your life. I may not have been. My trial probably is coming. I'm sure it will. I hope I remember what I've said tonight. I hope I remember what he said tonight. Right. Yeah. Eve reasoned, don't do that. Now, that's why Jesus was so perfectly manifested. Why? Because he was God's only son spoken into existence. God was so perfectly manifested in Jesus because he was the word of God. He was God's word. That's the reason it couldn't produce nothing but just exactly God. And if God is in you, what more can you be? Right. Didn't Jesus say of the prophets who were who the Word of God came to. Who did the Word of God come to? The prophets. The prophets didn't. Didn't Jesus call them gods? Why? God was manifested in them. Who was it? The spoken word manifested. See, that's it. Said, how can you deny? Say, if you have any wisdom, you'd understand. He said, how can you say we call them? God himself called them gods and said, how can you then say you believe them and deny me? When I say I'm the Son of God, why didn't they see this then? Same thing today. I am the seed that was to come, the woman's seed. I've given you a seed. The serpent had already defiled her. He said, But thy seed that I give you shall bruise his head. He'll take that thing back again. Amen. I wish everybody could see that. See, I've come to conquer and correct what Eve done. And the only way I can do it is through a woman that believed the seed. And the only way he can do it is through a church that believed the seed. What is the seed? The word. Where a woman didn't believe the seed, a woman believed the word. Where one didn't believe it. I'm that overcomer. Who? Jesus. I'm the one that's come to give life through my death, to pay the penalty of what she's done. Through my life will be given to you to flow over you, and you'll be sons of God and daughters of God, see, as long as the seed is in there. Amen. How do we overcome? Through Christ. There's only one way. There isn't no other way. There is no other way. Nothing you can do within yourself, and there is no other door. Amen. The Bible talks about those that made it into the wedding supper, and they had climbed in through a ladder on the back wall or something. They were kicked out. Yeah. You hybrid it, and you ain't got nothing but a denominational bastard child. That's all. Anything deny the word. Excuse me, sisters. I've just got to say just the way it is, it says here. See? And that's the way it is. All of God's sons must be the same. Yes, sir. To be born of the word and the spirit brings us back to the spoken word again. Like in John 3. See? To be born of water and the spirit, what does it do? Then it brings you back again under the place of where you should have been at the beginning. See, that's the reason of Christ's death. Brings us right back again to where? Sons of God. And that's again from the spoken word is the original seed. Now, this brings you right back to the spoken word. Then we are God's word made manifest. Amen. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into the church. I am the church. You're the church. Jesus said the same thing. He that believeth on me, the things and who I am, what I come for, and that the purpose I do, to bring a man back to believe the word of God, and to take nothing else with it. The works that I do, he'll do also. There you are. Why is it not being done today? It's hybrid. It's bastardized children mixed up. It's a mule. I don't know what it believes. A mule don't know who his daddy is, who his mama is. He doesn't. He's no pedigree. There's nothing in him. He's an illegitimate creature. That's the way any person that claims to believe God and don't believe his word will take a denominational creed and breed it with the word. See, you're not of God. You're dead. You can't be dead and alive at the same time. So even the word of God don't even grow. You're just playing the part of a hypocrite. Let that go for bishop, priest, cardinal, whoever it might be. That's right. It's got to be the word, or you're dead. Just an illegitimate child. God's word, God part, won't grow. You might grow in the same field as where we're getting direct, where as we're getting to directly, but you sure not in the fold. It won't grow. All right. We notice then, see, the spoken word, then we are God's word made manifest. That's how God wants his church, is to manifest himself. How can he manifest himself unless his own seed is in that person? How can you use your own thoughts and God manifest himself through you? You can't. How can you take your own belief and say, well, my pastor teaches, my creed says that the days of... How are you going to do that and then be a manifested son of God? How are you going to do it? The death of Jesus wasn't nothing to you. Oh, I accept him as my savior. You don't. You say you do, but you don't. Your works prove who you are. Jesus said the same thing. If you think I'm illegitimately born, they said, we're Abraham's son and need nobody to teach us. Again, from spoken word is original seed. When God and his word becomes one. Hallelujah. When God's spirit waters the seed of God, the word of God, it produces God. And it's not the individual. It's God. For what? You are dead. You're not yourself no more. You reckon yourself dead. Abraham reckoned himself dead. Yet he still hoped and he believed and had faith in that promise. Hollowed out, waiting for the seed germ. Then what is it? It isn't you no more. Isn't the man. It's God in the man. It's the seed germ, like the beginning, spoken word. It's God's word manifest in the man. Then it isn't the man. It's a man that's died. He can't be hybrid and a son at the same time. He's either a son of death or a son of life. So if he's the son of death, get it, get over it to the devil and let him kill it. Give over to God, I meant, and let him kill the devil that's in you, run him out, hollows you out. Then let God plant his own life in you. Then it's not you no more, it's God's life. Because it's God's word watered by the Holy Spirit will produce the same thing. You see it? Again, from the spoken word as original seed. What was he? Made manifest, a man. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God's spoken word through a virgin brought forth a body. And in that body come the water, the spirit, and washed by the water of the word. And then when in him, dwelt in him, and there came to the and there come the life of God manifesting himself through Christ. God was in Christ, the anointed one. Christ means the anointed one, a man that was anointed, and God dwelling in him. What was it? The germ with the flesh, the anointed one, flesh being anointed with the Spirit of God, produce the word of God made manifest. And we beheld him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. There we was. See? He was God's word made manifest. And now he died in order to pay the debt of your hybriding. My, there it is. What is it? That you could die to yourself until you're no more yourself and be filled with his word. Believing his word. And then the Holy Spirit was in him, come down to water that word to make it grow And then what is it? God manifesting, continuing the work of his first son. Who is he continuing the work of his first son in? It better be us, his church. His only begotten, see, that died for our hybriding life, that he might reconcile us back to be sons and daughters of God, that through the church might flow the same life. By the word, continuing the work being manifested as it was in Christ. Christ was God's word made manifest, and he died, gave his life, that he might send the Spirit, take his body up, and send the Spirit back to water, pay the redeeming price if we'll believe it. That's right. That's it right there. If you don't believe it, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, then come the Holy Spirit upon the same word of God. He's talking about us. Now, you say, where do you throw it up on the Bible then? The Bible has got to be in you. The word is a seed. As long as it's laying there, it won't do nothing. But when it comes in here, when it comes in the heart, then it begins to manifest by the Holy Spirit, the works of God. Then visions come, power comes, humility comes. All your know-it-all is gone. You become nothing. Christ becomes alive. You die, he lives. There it is. Because he died, I live. When I die, he lives again. And when I die, he promised me life. And I died out to myself so in order I can have his life. And how do I do it? By taking his word seed, put his seed in here by faith and believing it. And then it produces exactly what the Bible said. Now, my brethren, search out across the country. We find a lot of imitations. False anointed ones at the end time. Let's go on just a little while longer, see? All right. The works, the same manifested in his church. That was manifested in Christ. He said so. St. John 14:12, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not. Is that right? All right. Predestinated, as he was, makes the word seed flesh. I better stop there now. Maybe you won't, but someone out in the tape land might understand. Predestinated, all sons and daughters of God are predestinated. We'll get to that scripture after a while. I'm just quote it for you in Ephesians, the first chapter, the fifth verse. All right. We are predestinated. Why? Christ is the original seed. And this original seed was predestinated by the foreknowledge of God, knowing that the fall would come, and predestinated him to take our place. You get it? All sons and daughters of God are predestinated. But you say then, will he condemn some? No, sir, he can't. You're here on a free moral agent. But the reason that he knew, he, the Holy Spirit, being God, the infinite one, as I spoke to you about, he foreknew everything that would be. He knowed who they was. Now, he didn't make Eve do that. He didn't make her do it, but he knowed she would. Again, from the spoken word is the original seed. You believe we're living in the last days when the Son of Man was to be manifested? That would be all the word that's gathered up through Luther, Wesley, the Baptist, and all that, and the Pentecostal, all gathered up to the revelation of what it's all been. The seventh angel was to open the sixth seal mystery. It's all to be gathered up in the Son of Man. His fullness of time has come to the fullness of his word, to manifest the fullness of his body. not to manifest the fullness of his prophet, not to manifest the fullness of his apostle, not to manifest the preacher, his body, every single one of you. That's the word. Then that's the spoken word made manifest by the word. Reveal the word. Proving his word in 64. No life can come outside of light. Light produces life. There can be no life. Life outside of light, natural or spiritual, there must be. And the only light can come by the word of God. God's word is the light when it's manifested. So, are we walking in the light as he's walking in the light? Then, as it says in the Bible, believe the works that I do. And if your life isn't producing or manifesting this word, then you have a wrong seed. Doesn't mean you got to raise the dead. You do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it. It's just a seed laying here as God planted all the seeds. Our body was on the earth before, well before there was any light here, any life here. Because who was he talking to? Let us make man in our own image. Not only his firstborn son, but you and I. Because if we weren't there, we will never be. Before there was any light here, any life here, anything, the calcium, potash, petroleum, cosmic life, whatever, it was here when God created the earth. It only taken his spoken word to bring it into existence, just like it did botany life or tree life or whatever life there is to be. Nothing can live, natural or spiritual, without his light, and his word is light and life. And that's from Turn on the Light in 64. What is light? The vindicated spoken word of God. Outside of that, there is no light. See, you can't lighten the earth with flashlights. It takes God's word that's made manifest, the sun. And that's from Shalom. We are the only light there is in this earth. Literally. In this hour. It shall be light in the evening time. The truth you shall surely find. What does truth do? It manifests. It moves darkness aside. This is a house this morning, but it's not the church. The church is in you, Christ, that seed. The spirit of the mortals that sitting here meet together in heavenly places, it's Christ, not the house. The house is all right, it's serving its purpose, but it's only used for a meeting place. Mary was only a womb that he used to come to earth, to be identified himself amongst the people. Not the mother of God, no more than this house is the church of God. It's just used for that. Yeah, my friends, think how people, good people like Mary and Joseph, think that he's with them in doing this. But as they were then, so are they now. They're mistaken. They thought they was with him, but they wasn't. But when they were baptized, people might have thought, oh, I received him when I accepted him and was baptized. That isn't it. Till a spoken word reflects itself, that seed is not alive. But the elected, the bride, what about the light now? I've been talking so much on the dark, and I've got half my time up, 11:30, Now that, let's turn back around. Gross darkness is upon the people. Now what about the light? He said gross darkness would be upon the people, but there would be light. Rise and shine, for the light has come. How can there be darkness and light? It's got to be separated. And the only thing separates it, the word manifested, separates. It presses it to the other side. Here's the darkness on the earth. But when the manifested word of God, the Son, which was spoke into existence by the word, shows itself, darkness runs to the other side. And that's what's taking place now. Darkness separating itself from light. Now to the elected church in this dark hour, which we could stay on for that for hours, but I think I've said enough till you understand what the scripture means when I said gross darkness upon the people. And that's from Shalom in 64. Brother Branham continues, Jesus said, all those prophets spoke of me, and if you believe those prophets, why, you would know me. My works identify because what they said I do it. And who can condemn me now of unbelief? And still they didn't see it. Why? Their eyes were put out with a glare. See, the glare of something else that had taken what the true spoken word was. Now think of it. Think of it. It was a glare. I heard this morning on Spoken Word's original seed, and I meant to pull the quote out and put it in my phone. Brother Branham said, I am here forerunning the Holy Ghost. It's supposed to be in his church. Manifesting, producing life. And if it's not, then there's the wrong seed. Their eyes, their glare. The people in Jesus' day seen him arrive, the things that he was doing, they're like, wow, this is amazing. He's got to be a God. But, you know, and they started reasoning because they were looking back at the law and Moses. How could this, and he didn't come our way. They claim that they believe that word, but their traditions had turned their face from the true word to a glare. Therefore, they couldn't see the real thing. So is it today. So has it been in every age. See, the true word shines, but they have been so traditionalized that they can't see that word. They're looking at a glare, and they're blind. A glare will blind you. How do you get a glare when you're driving? In your rearview mirror, right? You know how people do that? Their lights that come right in your mirrors. And if you look at the glare, it'll blind you. Yeah. If you don't stay focused on what's ahead and not behind. There is an arc of it. It'll blind you. Jesus said, you are blind leading the blind. They should have been able to see it. To see who he was. But they didn't because they was living in that glare. Don't get caught up in the glare. Brother Branham said he was here to forerun the Holy Ghost. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ was, he poured into you and I. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, nor should we, because we are part of God. Don't be blinded by traditions. And the greatest robbery the Church of God has ever had is a false light, a glare, their denomination. It's robbed them from the power of the Holy Ghost, who Brother Branham foreran. It took from the church the very life. It's robbed them of the word. When they accepted a creed instead of the word, it's robbed them. Oh, they claim to have the word. The word itself lives itself out for that age. It makes itself known. They claim they had the word too back there in the days of Jesus, but it said they saw a great light and they rejected it. They saw it, but they rejected it. People now see the message that was delivered and they reject it. Don't be robbed. Don't stop. Don't look in your rearview mirrors. Keep moving on. Brother Branham, beyond the curtain of time, was he up there leading the bride going up the stairs to heaven? No, he was in the background. And they started to go off. And he screamed out, "Get back in line. Move forward." But no, we want to look back. Is it okay, Brother Branham? No. Move on. In Galatians 3:29, if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. According to Romans 4:16, we find that God has given a sure promise to all of Abraham's seed. And Paul puts himself and all believers under that designation because he says, Abraham, who is the father of us all, spiritually. We are the royal seed of Abraham. Yep. Not a fleshly, linked directly to physical Abraham seed. The Jews are pretty proud of that, and they should be. But we have something more. Who are we? We are his bride. Not the church that's going to go through the tribulation. Galatians 3, he identified the seed, singular, with Jesus and counted the seed, children, as children of the promise, and promise having to do with election or choosing of God. And that's exactly what we've been saying. These who are of the royal seed are the elect of God, are the predestinated, foreknown of God, and we're in the mind of God and his thoughts. And he spoke us. In very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally, though not expressed until each came forth in the designated, decreed season, as Brother Brian has been saying in the past months, a time and a season, a decreed season. As each member came forth, it became expressed, and it took its place in the body. Amen? Are you in your place? Thus, the bride is the literal spoken word seed bride. And though she be feminine in design, she is also called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him, came from the same source, was eternal with him, and is now manifesting God in a many-membered body. Whereas once God was manifested in one member, our Lord Jesus. Now then, here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos, God, was manifested in the Son, and in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that eternal one was the Father manifest in flesh, and thereby gaining the title of Son. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts, in our turn, became the many-membered spoken word seed manifested in this flesh. And those eternal thoughts now manifested in the flesh are the sons of God. Even as we are so called, we did not become a seed by the rebirth. We were seed and therefore were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Amen. Only the elect can be redeemed. If you weren't his in the beginning, before there ever was a molecule spoke to create sun, water, flesh, birds, whatever, you're not there. We were seed and therefore were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. In non-seed, there is nothing to quicken. Hold this carefully in mind. Now take the next step. Are you ready? Redeem means to buy back. It restores to the original owner, God. By his death, the shed blood bought back his own. He bought back the spoken word seed bride. My sheep hear my voice, my word, and they follow me. You always were a sheep. You never were a pig or a dog turned into a sheep. That is impossible, for every kind of life produces the same kind, and there is no change in specie. As we were in the thoughts of God and then expressed in flesh, there had to come a day when we would hear his voice, the word, and hear that voice, become aware of our Father calling us like the eagle underneath the chicken, and recognize that we are the sons of God. We heard his voice and we cried out, as did the prodigal son, "Save me, O my Father, I am returning to thee." And that's from the Expedition of the Seven Church Ages. If anybody didn't already know that as I was reading, you can hear the fine language. Now I'm going to give you a bonus quote. This one's free. From Brother Peter. Just a week ago, I didn't have a chance to preach this message because we got snowed on. And from Works is Faith Expressed in 65, Brother Branham says, "Then the works that the Holy Spirit is doing today by these visions, never failing, promises never failing, all the apostolic signs promised in the Bible of Malachi 4, and Revelations 10:7, all of that is being fulfilled and proved by a scientific every other way. And if I haven't told you the truth, these things would not happen. But if I have told you the truth and bear record that I have told you the truth, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the manifestation of his spirit is catching his bride away, a bride. Let that faith..." What faith? The manifestation, the revelation. Let that faith, revelation, fall into your heart that this is the hour. We're not going to be here very long. We are wrapping up. It goes like a cyclotron, even in the word. But even in the world, it goes faster and faster. Knowledge becomes more available at an instant. You can't do nothing, and it's not known around the world within a minute. in the New York Stock Exchange back in the day when internet first started coming out, it was, people were paying billions of dollars to have offices close to the World Exchange Center. Why? So they could have a shorter cable. Because that extra foot might cost you $1 million in transaction time. That tells you how fast things are going to be happening in our end time. Amen? This is where the church is supposed to be. We're not looking to have everyone go raise dead people. You do exactly what God tells you to do when He tells you to do it. Yes. And if you're not in tune, you're going to miss His call.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's nice. You may have to talk to somebody. It may not be nice. But you do what He tells you to. Because if you don't, it will cost you. Sister LaVon, we're going to have prayer. If anyone else needs prayer, Brother Peter, Brother Michael, the elders, come up. I'd like to read a couple scriptures if you don't mind. Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name that cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they, W-I-L-L, recover. Amen. It's not a question. In John 15, verses 6 and 7, this is from Brother Peter today. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.